When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Dress down, go out to lunch day. I'm Melanie, your Dawn Bird. And joining me in the studios for the last Friday of the month, one more cup of coffee, is Alex Raddus. And Alex has been here before, but as we were talking, it was at least 6 or 7 years ago in the way back in the old studio. But he's here for our one more cup of coffee today, which is brought to us by Coffee Coops Coffee Roastery and Coffee Cupping Room, Route 519, White Township, New Jersey. Wholesale bulk and retail roasted coffees, whole bean and ground. Coffee drinks in-store and to-go. 908-475-1091 for Coffee Coops. Alex, take it away.
All right.
Say you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels onto something like that. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. You look so pretty in it, honey. Can I jump on it sometime? Yes, I really want to see if it's that really expensive kind. You know it balances on your head like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin. Yeah. Want to see the sun rise on the island where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my belt wrapped around my head and you just sitting there. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Ask the doc if I could see you, but it's bad for your health, he said. I disobeyed his orders, went to see you, but I found him there instead. You know I don't mind him cheating on me, but I sure wish he'd take it off his head. Brand new leopard skin. Oh, see, you got a new boy, I never seen him before. Saw you making love with him, but you forgot to close the garage door. Might think he'd love you for your money, but I don't know what he really wants you for. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Oh, yeah. Excellent jazzy version of that song. I like it. Thank you, Alex. Welcome back to WNTI. Like you were saying, it's been a while, and we like, you know, we're happy to have you back. Let the listeners know where you're from, and then we have to talk about a specific song that I've been playing on air. But right, first, great. Give the listeners a little background about yourself.
Yeah, sure. I live over in Reelsville, Pennsylvania, which is right on the beautiful Delaware River.
That is a gorgeous area.
Yeah, we love it. A little bit south of Easton, just in very Upper Bucks, and I've been playing music around that area for a long time now. I moved down to Philly for a little while and then popped back up. It's good to be back and, you know, just put out a new album and trying to play around here as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And the one song that, well, first of all, Clark and Renee from Mountain Ledge Music, they gave me a copy of the album and I was glad that they did because I listened to it. The best time for me to preview music is when I'm driving in my car. Mm-hmm. You know, I can listen to it all I want while I'm in my office or here down in the studio if I hit something to preview a little bit, but in my car, hearing it through the speakers in the car, it's just the best way to hear what it's going to sound like when I actually play it on the radio.
Perfect.
And the one song that really stuck out to me is track two, and it's called We Played Like Django, which features Dave Cahill on it as well. But I know Django Reinhardt. Maybe not all of the listeners know who that guitar virtuoso is, but I know they have even have whole festivals revolving around Django Reinhardt music. But obviously you had an influence to be able to write this song.
Yeah, absolutely. I was spending a lot of time at a teaching at a music camp down in West Virginia, and I happened to be there for Swing Week. And so I just had this music in my head. It was the soundtrack to my life, and went for a nice long run, and it just kind of popped into my head. The lyrics started going. And it's sort of a, it's a creation myth, the story itself in the lyrics about how Django got his powers on the guitar.
Yeah, with not all 10 fingers even.
Exactly, yeah, which is incredibly impressive. The rest of us are operating with all of our fingers and can't play anywhere near as good as him.
Yeah, yeah, it's just amazing. Obviously you got your writing inspiration from that because of that story. What about the rest? You have an 8-month-old now. There's got to be a whole new album there somewhere.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, there's a new song, which is a lot of fun. It's been a crowd favorite recently. It's technically called My Heart Will Stay, but it's much more often known as Leonora's Song, which is my daughter's name. And unfortunately, it's too new for this album, but it'll definitely be on the next one, without a doubt.
Can I get you to play something else for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Alex Raddus is live in the studios with me today, and he's also going to be at Riverside Rhythm and Rhyme at the Skylands Unitarian Universalist Fellowship on January 17th. I know that we're talking January when it's been in the 90s this week, but believe me, it'll be here before you know it.
I haven't missed you for a whole 5 minutes. I haven't lost it so far. I'm in love with who I think you are. I'm in love with who I think you are. Buy me dinner and lie to me. I'll believe what you say. Hold me close, say it's meant to be. If you don't mean it, say it anyway. 'Cause I haven't missed you for a whole 5 minutes. I haven't lost it so far. I'm in love with who I think you are. I'm in love with who I think you are. Kiss me softly and dance with me. I will string you along. Hold me close, say it's meant to be. If you don't mean it, say it won't be long. 'Cause I haven't missed you for a whole 5 minutes. I haven't lost it so far. I'm in love with who I think you are. I'm in love with who I think you are. All this coming and going makes me wish I was knowing what it is you are thinking. 'Cause I can't live on what you say when you've been drinking. And I haven't missed you for a whole 5 minutes. I haven't lost it so far. I'm in love with who I think you are. I'm in love with who I think you are. All this coming and going makes me wish I was knowing what it is you are thinking. 'Cause I can't live on what you say when you've been drinking. I haven't missed you for 5 minutes. I haven't lost it so far. I'm in love with who I think you are. Mm-hmm. I love with who I think you are. Mm-hmm. Love with who I think you are. I love with who I think you are. I'm in love with who I think you are.
Wow. Very nice. Thanks a lot. That's a great song. I love the lyrics to that one.
Thank you.
Yep. That's a cutie.
We've all felt like that from time to time.
Oh, yes. Alex, joining me in the studios today, Alex Raddis. I'm Melanie Dawnbert. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. Who else did you get your influences from with the finger-picking style? And did you have your rock and roll days, you know, in the past, the real rock days?
Yeah, well, my rock and roll days might be peaking at this point. I've started a new band with my friend Dave Cahill, who played on the Django song on this album. So we have a new band called Hot for Robot, which is much more of a rock project than what I've been doing, which has been a lot of fun too. So I'm really very much influenced by Mark Knopfler, Lindsey Buckingham, to the extent that they both are really incredible guitar players, and really their sound comes in a lot of ways from not playing with a pick, from doing a lot of finger picking work. Mm-hmm. And I was always very impressed with that and with the tones that they were able to get. And playing solo so often, you sort of need to be your own bass and your own snare drum. And I found that style to be really helpful when filling out my own sound as a solo artist. Now that I play with a trio, I don't have to rely on it as much, but I still can, which is nice.
Right. Your style of playing reminds me a lot of Grover Kemble.
Okay.
If you know Grover.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. He's got that jazzy finger picking style too, which I just love.
Yeah.
You know, that's a talent when you can finger pick like that. I mean, not that playing a guitar isn't talent enough, but you know, strumming a guitar and whatnot is a little bit easier than finger picking as you do. So
yeah, I got really lucky when I was down in West Virginia to be exposed to some really amazing finger pickers. Eddie Pennington and Mary Flowers, and I didn't get to spend a lot of time with them, but the time I did spend with them was very influential.
So where are you going to be in the near future? I mean, we know January 17th at Riverside Rhythm and Rhyme, but what else in between that span?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a few CD release parties coming up that I'm very excited about. The new CD is finally out, and we're going to be having some official parties Thursday night. This coming Thursday night, September 4th, we'll be at Godfrey Daniels over in Bethlehem at 8 p.m. And I would love for your listeners to join us there. We're also going to be down in Philadelphia on September 6th, just 2 days later. Saturday night, we're playing at a new place called Bourbon and Branch in Northern Liberties that I hear a lot of great things about. We'll be there at 9 p.m. on September 6th. So be wonderful to see some folks out there.
And your website, contact info?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at alexraddis.com, alexraddis.com. All the info is there, and we'd love to see you at a show.
Great. And I think we'll be seeing more of you in this area, too, now that you're in Riegelsville. That's close. And this is a real hotbed, I'm sure you know, for local musicians and singer-songwriters and with venues and opportunities to play out. So
Absolutely. I got to you know, meet a lot of people at Black Potato recently, which led me to Renee, which led me right here. So it's fantastic.
Wonderful. That's what we like to hear. Keep the good music coming. So thanks for joining us today. Can I get one more song from
you? Of course.
Two little words engraved on this flask, I do, she gave it to me on our wedding day, it's true, take my advice if you want to forget her, whiskey's the poison that makes you feel better, ain't pretty, but it's the black letter of the law of lonesome hearts. Two little reasons I'm crying tonight, me, you. But I'm losing count of the things I regret. It's true, it's true. All of them loving words I left unspoken roll like a river eternally swollen. It must be the only rule we've never broken, the law of lonesome hearts. The law of lonesome hearts can't be written with a pen. It's not a law of gods, it's not a law of men. It's a feeling that will come, inevitable as the night when the day is done, when the one you love is through with you. Two little eyes I used to gaze into, so blue, so blue. And two little hands that I poured my love into, it's true, it's true. And now those eyes gaze on the face of another. Those hands know the touch of a different lover. And my pal whiskey helps me recover the law of lonesome hearts. The law of lonesome hearts can't be written with a pen. It's not a law of gods, it's not a law of men. It's a feeling that will come, inevitable as the night when the day is done, when the one you love is through with you. When the one you love is through with you.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank
Alex Raddus
much.
Live in the studios with me today for our One More Cup of Coffee, sponsored by Coffee Coops, and two stunning songs from your new CD, which is called Jewels and Tinware. Available?
It's available
everywhere?
Yep. Very shortly. I'm going to release it all digitally very soon. It's available on my website as well, alexraddus.com.
Alex, thanks so much for joining us today. Happy weekend.
Thank you very much. You too.